This is PodTech.net with content from KPIX Television and Common Sense Media, dedicated to improving the media and entertainment lives of children and families. For more information, go to commonsensemedia.org.
There are a lot of jokes made about models being too skinny, but in Spain, there is one contest that doesn't think it's very funny. In fact, they're not allowing models in who are too thin. Our media expert, Jim Steyer, is here to comment on this. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Lisa.
So do you think this is a good thing or a bad thing that they're, you know, banning models who are too skinny from being in this fashion show?
What do you think? I mean, come on, what a question. I mean, this is a huge issue for girls today. And I think that what you see here in this kind of situation is the government of Spain, actually, as you mentioned, they eliminated 30% of the models in their top fashion show for the ultra-thin look that has become popular today in a lot of the fashion industry. The reason I said, you know, what do you think of the question is you're a woman, you grew up in this culture. You know, think about the images we're seeing here on the screen and the impact it has on you, Lisa, as a woman, let alone the impact it has on 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 15-year-old girls who watch the ultra-thin look that's so popular on shows like America's Top Model or, you know, which is on the CW network here, you know, where you can see Fat Project Runway, all the fashion shows that are out there for the kids. The problem is within the fashion industry, clearly, and in terms of the messages and images to these models, some of whom are quite honestly sick. That's why that what we're seeing here on the screen, why they actually banned it. They're concerned about the health. But I think the bigger issue is, how about the messages we're sending to our kids? You know, if you talk to girls 11 to 17 in the United States today, the biggest wish they have is to be thinner, to be thinner. One third of girls ages 6 to 12 have already been on a diet. This is the number one concern for teenage girls in the United States now is their appearance, how they look. So it's not just about the models in the fashion shows in Spain or, you know, on the runways in France or here. It's about girls in our schools here in San Francisco and around the country and the messages they get from things like just not the fashion shows, but I brought, you know, look at magazines like Teen Vogue or Teen Cosmo. Go look at the fashion images that girls are being sent and boys, because this is an issue for boys as well today.
You have a daughter, a couple daughters.
Two daughters, yeah.
A couple daughters.
Yeah.
What do you do if you want to, as a parent, you know, you want to encourage them if they are, let's say, maybe a little overweight, you want to encourage them to eat healthy, but you also don't want them to encourage them to have an eating disorder as well.
Right.
What do you do?
Well, I think this is really an example of an area where it's but first of all, there's major cultural meshes around this that, you know, a parent can't necessarily control totally. I think it's the kind of thing where you really want to sit and talk with your kids about some of the messages and images. You want to take a look at some of the shows or the magazines or some of the other media that they're exposed to and talk about the messages and images. I mean, they are dealing with it. Whether you talk with them, you know that. I mean, again, that's what I'm saying is you deal with it. Every woman deals with it. But the challenge now is with sort of the media culture emphasizing this message of thinness. And to boys, they emphasize the message of being buffed. I mean, with all the messages about boys' body image, now eating disorders among boys is also an issue, ironically. It's not just a girls' issue, although we sort of think about that. So I think you got to talk with them about it in a serious way. I think schools have to look at it in a pretty serious way as well. You know, again, this is the biggest concern for teenage girls today in terms of their appearance. And it comes at a time when society's looked at obesity as a major public health issue for kids, which it is, but sort of the opposite end of the extreme is the issue of, you know, the culture of thinness, the culture of dieting, and what that message sends to girls in particular, but to boys. So I think it really is an area where parents have to be aware, where schools have to be aware, and bottom line also is the media industry and the fashion industry has to take far greater responsibility for the message they're sending to kids. Right now, they're in a state of denial. Giorgio Armani's blaming it on the stylists. So this is an area where everyone has to take a look for a long time.
Very good. Jim Steyer, our media expert. Thank you.